When we meditate, we observe our breath. What should we do if we reach a state of stillness where no breath can be observed? And so that, yeah, I mean, this is definitely an experience that is not uncommon. We're using the breath as a vehicle for our mindfulness, awareness, our focus, and as the attention becomes more steady or comfortable, sometimes the breath itself becomes not so discernible, and not in the sense of, I mean, if your head is on the floor and you're snoring, that's not a state of stillness. But there is a stillness where the mind wants to go to something more refined, and it is happy within awareness itself, happy within the knowing itself, and so that the experience of the breath can fall away, but the quality of knowing or the attention of the knowing can be the object itself. The awareness can be the experience itself that one is attentive to. And even when the breath falls away, in meditation, one of the qualities that the forest monks talk about, forest masters talk about, Ajahn Chah, certainly in particular, a factor of all one's meditation, or appropriate meditation, correct meditation, mindfulness is a crucial factor. There's mindfulness within the, so that even if there is not the experience of the sensation of the breath coming in, going out, the mindfulness of the, say, state of mind, the mindfulness of the awareness itself, mindfulness, or it could focus on something else. It could turn to a sensation just a pleasant sensation, which doesn't have to be that defined. But the mindfulness is still there. So when it's always, attentive or alert to that quality of knowing, and that's that sense of, as I mentioned in the very first of that, yeah, being the knowing. And you know, similarly with Buddha, I mean, as the, you know, Buddha, I mean, it means the one who knows. So that sometimes when the mind becomes still, then say the Buddha, the recitation will fall away, but the knowing is still there. You don't have to say Buddha, I mean, in terms of the one who knows, the quality is there, the capacity of the mind to be aware, to be alert. So that's what one is present with, allowing that knowing to stand up, to be clear.